This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Meeting in Dallas, the Southern Baptist Convention calls for an end to same-sex marriage.
About 10,000 Southern Baptist delegates are meeting at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas this week. They passed a resolution calling for a ban on same-sex marriage and calling for the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision that allowed those marriages nationwide. The resolution passed by the group also calls for the permanent defunding of Planned Parenthood. The meeting in Dallas wraps up today. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas's police chief says no matter what is planned on the protest front for this weekend, the department's going to be ready. Chief Daniel Como addressing the Community Police Oversight Board for the first time, saying the department has a lot of training in this area, and their goal is to protect everybody involved.
The law is not discretionary. The law is the law. We have to follow the law, and we have to do what the law says. We will follow the rules and the policies and procedures of the city of Dallas.
Como praising the work of the men and women of the department who handled Monday's raucous protest on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, saying they showed great restraint despite having bottles, rocks, even firecrackers thrown at them.
A big scare in Garland where a big snake got loose only to slither into a man's front yard.
The snake. Now, this was no ordinary, harmless little rat snake. It was an 85-pound, 15-foot python that got away when its owner was moving.
I guess he just didn't secure it too well and ended up getting out, but good case scenario is that we got it.
From the Garland Animal Shelter, Alberto Maldonado says the owner is not in any trouble, no laws were broken, and it was an accident. Garland Animal Control came out to corral the critter who tried to escape by climbing under the hood of a pickup and coiling around the engine. It took 2 hours to wiggle him loose, but the python is now back with his owner. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So will he sign Senate Bill 3 or veto it? That's the question. Many Texans are still asking about legislation that could ban the sale of all THC products.
Governor Abbott has until June 22nd to veto the THC ban or it goes into law. The pressure from waiting has produced interesting results. One of those getting creative, Lucas Gilkey, founder of Hometown Hero CBD.
$10,000 total were given away for the best songs about vetoing SB3 in Texas. Right now,
for the people, the waiting game appears to have intensified opinions.
You're telling people that they can't have something, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to get it by any ways they want.
If you regulate it, we're going to know what's in the product. People aren't going to be so scared to buy it.
I mean, I don't really care personally.
And for Governor Abbott, the clock is ticking. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are getting breaking news this morning, and it is coming from the world of trade. Trump, U.S., China, possible trade deal? David Johnson joins us with the latest. David, what are you learning?
Well, you don't have a deal until the president says it's a deal. Last night, the talks ended in London, and they were talking about a tentative deal. The Commerce Secretary was very reluctant to go out on the limb very much. But just in the last few moments, we're beginning to see the major source of news that there is, Truth Social right now. The president says we've got a deal with China. He says the rare earth, which was the big deal. These rare earths are used in so many of the high-tech components that we use and manufacture. Those are going to be supplied up front by China. Now, we're going to get a total of not 150% or whatever it is in tariffs, but evidently 55% in tariffs from China. They're getting 10% tariffs on our goods, according to the president. He goes on to say that the relationship with China is excellent. And he says also the U.S. will allow Chinese students in colleges and universities. This is something for the brain drain that was wanted, but also the universities get money out of these people. They get a full ride. They pay sticker price, whereas most students don't. So this is going to play as a pretty good deal. The president evidently has accepted this. Now we look for the confirmation from Xi. But maybe the tension is at least abating. David Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
President Trump is moving to phase out FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He's going to gradually dismantle the agency after this year's hurricane season ends in November. His proposal is going to shift disaster response funding to the states, reducing federal aid for future natural disasters. President Trump, in breaking news, says a trade deal has been made between China and the United States. We're going to get a total of 55% tariffs. China is getting 10%. The president says relationship is excellent. North Texas is in for a soaking. A flood watch is in effect until tomorrow night. Some spots are expecting 4 inches of rain or more. More rounds of rain are expected to keep coming through late Friday, so stay alert for rising water.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of news brought to you by Trajan Wealth. We got all the stuff, none of the fluff. It's our 20-minute morning briefing, and it begins now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show at 724. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson, fought on that breaking news with a China-U.S. trade deal struck.
Yeah, we got the news last night, or yesterday afternoon, actually, I think during market hours, that it looked like they were close to a deal. And so you saw a late rally. Now, this morning, we've gotten some confirmation from the president that they've got a deal that's done, that they're going to supply, you know, rare earth and magnets and that sort of thing to us, and we're going to allow Chinese students to come here, that there are going to be tariffs, maybe 55% on them, maybe 10 on us. We'll see how that works out, because that's one side of a deal. Now we've got to hear from China and see if they accept it. If those are the terms that they understand, that's probably one reason you don't see an explosion in the futures. In fact, the Dow looks down about 90, the NASDAQ down 25, the S&P average might be down 5 or so. But there are a lot of U.S. companies that clearly could benefit, but more than anything have this uncertainty, you know, raised from them. Think of all the chip manufacturers. TI has been rallying the last couple of days in anticipation that their chips, which are not particularly proprietary, would be allowed to go out. Now, those high-end artificial intelligence chips from NVIDIA, we're going to have to see. But what about the jet engines that the Chinese really need so they can be successful in manufacturing the airplanes that they want to? Those may be coming too, but that's also part of the understanding that we're going to have later on today from China. Meanwhile, we go back to focusing on what was going to be the major focus of the day, and that's the inflation. The Consumer Price Index comes out in moments. The year-over-year core rate of inflation is expected to be 2.8%. That's really all you need to know. If it's less than that, it's good news. If it's that, okay. If it's higher than that, then we go back to start worrying again about the economy. And what also has been put on the back burner, but will come back front again, the budget bill backlash. Crude's up $1.05, $64.96. Gold's back up $19.50, $33.62.90. And interest rates are rising back to 4.5% on the 10-year. Right now looks like some light selling pretty much across the board, though. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News this morning brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com.
Just a year to go until the World Cup lands in North Texas. NBC5's Alana Quillen reports Arlington's business community is already kicking off its game plan.
The retail is going to be popping, so everyone in Arlington is going to be, busting at the seams.
Chef Aziz Kopti's family has run Prince Lebanese Grill for 36 years in a prime spot just walking distance from AT&T Stadium. He says this will be a once-in-a-generation opportunity for business owners to showcase what the city has to offer.
It's going to be a massive event.
For FIFA 2026, he's going mobile. He just got a brand-new food truck.
It was specifically built for capturing business at FIFA World Cup. We just know we're going to need a lot more people, more hands on deck, and we're going to have to up our orders. You know, we're thinking anywhere from 50% to doubling the orders for that month in July of 2026.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen.
Meanwhile, Congress wants to make sure the U.S. remains safe while hosting upcoming events such as the 2026 FIFA World Cup and the 2028 Summer Olympics. Jesse Tenure has more.
Dr. Gina Ligon from the University of Nebraska, Omaha warns events of this magnitude open the door to heightened security threats.
Drones are something that keep me up at night.
Ligon says the U.S. can detect that technology, but there are still gaps.
What do we do once we find it? And that is, the
greater
challenge.
And who is the authority and what's the coordination like?
Hoover says the Secret Service is already working with state and local officials on overall security. And he's asking Congress and the White House to approve the funding to fully reimburse them.
The U.S. is also hosting the FIFA Club World Cup, which starts this weekend.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.